Welcome to the Sales Intel podcast. You know, welcome to Sales Intel's podcast. We named this thing as the Pipeline Pioneers with the objective to help companies, help teams generate a strong pipeline, because we believe pipeline is the heart and blood of any company and company's growth. And generating the pipeline is a team sport. It's not just the sales development. It's not just the marketing team's responsibility. A strong pipeline, a robust pipeline is generated by the full team, right? So that's what we believe in. So on this show, we bring individual contributors, we bring practitioners, we bring leaders from different aspects, from different industries to come and share their thoughts to build the strongest pipeline possible. So with that, today we have Yvonne Lee. Yvonne, please welcome on the show and please share a bit about yourself and how you in your role are contributing in the pipeline generation process.
First of all, I am super excited to be here. Thanks a million for having me. I don't get to talk about this stuff too often, so I'm excited to have everyone's ears and eyes if you are tuning in. My name is Evan Lee. I'm the head of partnerships and business development at Motion. A high level, everybody. So Motion is a creative analytics and reporting platform dedicated to paid media at this point. So just as a quick insight into it, for anyone who oversees or interacts with growth teams out there, as you all know, creative is the most important lever for success in all of paid advertising. But what we also know is on one hand, we have our data heads, our media buyers, whereas on the other side, we have our creative team members. They need to operate in lockstep side by side so you can make the most money possible. But the things that make them great create a little bit of friction in between them. So at Motion, what we do is we really help bridge that gap so the two teams, two types of people, and two sides of the brain are ultimately operating side by side. And like I said, making the best creative that allows you to scale your paid media engine. So that's a little bit about what we do on my end and how it contributes to pipeline. I was super lucky to be quite an early hire at this startup 2.5 years ago. So I had a chance to build out what community and events look like, sales look like, customer success and customer support look like. So having my hands in everything is so fun, in all honesty, and getting to prioritize what's the most impact I can make as an individual and as a team member. But now my main areas of focus remain community and events. So if you check us out on YouTube, you'll see a lot of recordings. Our events get anywhere from 1,800 registrations to 800 people showing up. So we have a pretty good audience that we've developed there. Oh, I also oversee our SDR. Yeah, it's exciting. I oversee our SDR function. So just turning those leads into demos. I also manage our AE side of things. So how are we storytelling to turn this into money? And I'm a contributor to the marketing side of the business. I'm spanning across a bunch of different places, which is
so you're wearing multiple hats in generating pipelines. Like all of those hats are related to pipelines in some fashion. So Yvonne, last year was challenging for a lot of companies. And when I talk to those leaders, they often tell me, you know what, we just didn't have enough pipeline to hit the numbers, right? So there were a lot of challenges. You know, we all made lots of mistakes last year to six quarters. What was one of the biggest challenges that you faced or the mistake that you made, and what did you learn from there?
It's a really good question. I will preface this, everybody, just with the fact that I'm an early stage scrapper, so figuring this stuff out. And at Motion, we really scaled in 2023. So a lot of the I'll put it up with air quotes to whoever's listening in, but the issues we ran into were more related to how do we scale faster than anything. So if I think about some of the problems that we had run into, in all honesty, the first thing that I think about is that the problem we solve wasn't well defined and the market hadn't matured yet. So basically, we're building out a category at Motion, which gives and arms people with the language to articulate the problem being solved. And it wasn't completely there in 2023, like we're seeing to kick off 2024. I think the second thing that we run into is like, as you build a sales team and as you build a sales function, it's like, how are you making sure you demonstrate value for the price that you're ultimately selling for? And we were running into issues because the problem wasn't so well defined. We were running into issues being able to justify some of the like the pricing conversations we wanted. I think I'm just kind of ripping off here, but the third thing is like consistently turning our leads into demos. So something that I don't know how much will resonate with our audience here, but we are really lucky and blessed to be pretty much 100% inbound at this point. So high volume inbound sales led. So our AEs take anywhere from 10 to 14 demos a day. We close at a 50% clip and we're 100% awesome. Inbound and based on the pipeline.
How do you generate that much inbound coming in?
I view it as a category creation play. So a lot of it, I think the way that I describe this to a lot of people is I start with the head nod effect. So what I mean by that is like, I can walk into any room and if I make a statement, am I going to see everybody in that room head nod? And for us, what that is, especially with our audience of paid marketers, is creative is the number one lever for success in paid ads. And everyone immediately starts nodding their head. So because that's such a big pain point and there's so many different teams involved, the category creation is evangelizing that and being able to say like, well, in a perfect world, wouldn't you love it to look like this? And when I talked about those events a little bit earlier, Manoj, it was all about like, how many people do we have show up for a 1 hour webinar? Like 800? That's nuts. Like that doesn't usually happen. So we've built up a pretty good following at this point.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So, you know, we all learn from our mistakes and challenges that we went through. So new year, new budgets, new targets for all of us. And everybody's trying to place their bet, right, on you know, a variety of different things. Sure. At the same time, everybody has this experiment that they haven't done before. And this year they want to do that experiment. What is that unique experiment for you that you want to do that will impact, you believe that's going to impact positively on your pipeline generation efforts?
Yeah, I don't have anything revolutionary in all honesty, but like this situation I've described of 100% inbound is incredible, right? But what it leads to is not a lot of predictability. So in a sense, we operate on like we do something and good stuff happens at the bottom of our funnel, which is how do you build a model around that, which is quite challenging. So the big thing that's top of mind for me is the demand gen piece and then the SDR piece. So on the demand gen side, how are we capturing? So specifically like marketers, right? Like how are we capturing all of these leads we have and then turning them into demos or app installs? And then on the SDR front, how do we try and create some predictability? Like are we sending emails to the right cohorts and our personas and ICP with the appropriate messaging? Great. How many people do we have to touch to produce X amount of demos? So the thing that we're looking forward to in Q1 and Q2 is predictability. People are going to laugh, but I don't know how easy it is, but we're searching for some of it along the way.
And that predictability is from the outbound motion, right? Most of the companies do outbound and they struggle with inbound and try to figure out what are those creative programs that they can get inbound from. In your case, it's the opposite. You're getting lots of inbound leads, but the predictability is not there. So you're now trying to build the SDR machine and the outbound emails that can give you the predictability in the lead volume.
Yeah, and the clarity I'd add there is like even the definition of outbound with my internal team, I use different definitions. I think the traditional one is cold outbound. So I jump into Zoom Info, I jump into Apollo, Salesforce, and just build a list and go after people I've never heard about. I'm actually talking about like a stage below that. So I call it warm outbound. Mm-hmm. So these are people in our CRM who have come through all these different channels we have, and it's just turning them into demos. Like that's what we're focused on. So we're not even at the point of cold outbound because I just figure like that's a later 2024 problem. Let's crack this first with some warmer leads.
Yeah, just work with the leads that you already have, right?
So exactly.
That's a good problem to have, right? Engage with the audience that are coming to you and convert them into the leads and then the qualified opportunities and ultimately clients. So that's a great problem to have, Ivan. I'm sure you guys will figure this thing out in 2024.
Hope so.
I have a working exercise here for us, right? You know, I talk to lots of founders and lots of growth experts, lots of CROs, and companies place their bets on different go-to-market motions, right? Different ways to generate the pipeline. Some have product-led growth, some have sales-led, some have sales and marketing. Now you see the events coming back. You know, they're placing their bets on events like we being one. We are placing lots of our bets on the events this year. You know, we all have limited budgets, but we try to find the optimal distribution of our budget on these bets, right? So I'm going to share a screen with you, Eman.
Okay.
And if we can get your bets here, if you were to make the bets, here are different growth models that we have. right? Here are different growth models, and here are your pennies. You have, you know, 10 pennies. Each coin is 10 pennies, so you have 100 pennies. You know, you can move one or more in one or, you know, more of these boxes to see what are your bets for 2024, right? To generate the optimal pipeline for your organization. And then I will share with you the community's overall the numbers and how you stack up, and then we'll chat a little bit more about that. Okay.
Very interesting. Am I speaking to this from a 2024 perspective?
2024, right? You are all thing pipeline. You're 100 pennies. Make your bets as to where would you place your bets.
Got you. Okay. One thing I will preface it with is as I look at some of these buckets, I might say that some of them fall together for me. Like when I think of community, brand, and events, there's overlap in there, right? And that's like, there's church and state, that's the church. Like it's being able to evangelize what you have going on. So if I have 10 pennies, I think I'm putting a solid 5 of them, like half of it, into community, events, and brand. So if I had to pick one, I'd say like community, if we put it there.
Yeah, okay, so one in community, and then you're gonna put one in brand, right? And then one in
event.
Event. Yeah. I mean, you can put more than one. If there's one thing, I know there's a lot of similarities between those buckets, but
you know, I put all 5 in community then.
As discreet as possible, right?
I put all 5 in community then. Let's do that.
Oh, look at this. So we, you know what, Howard, we do 3 in communities here for you. In which community events you mentioned are connected. Okay. Where will you spend your other 5 buckets?
So I'm not going to overextend myself here for sure. So I think the other place, if we look at marketing, put it into the marketing engine, and I'm thinking specifically paid marketing.
Okay. Yep. That's paid marketing right here.
Because let's do 3.
Okay. Let's do 3.
Because essentially we would have gathered all of these eyeballs. Then it becomes, how do we turn these eyeballs into that next step?
Yeah.
And then the third thing I'd do is actually partnerships. So the remaining 2 pennies would go into the partnerships bucket for me.
The remaining 2 pennies are going to go in the partnership bucket. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what? I've been talking to a few folks here, and you have the most concentrated bets. Now let's take a look at what does the community so far, you know, we have over... through our partnership with different organizations, we have over 350 companies respond to, you know, how would they spend their 100 pennies. And this is sort of a traditional picture as of last year, where you can see where growth experts, where pipeline generation experts are placing their bets. And now let's take a look at your numbers extrapolated on this.
So very interesting.
Blue is community, and orange is even yours. Does this picture surprise you?
I don't think so. Like, I honestly think at this point in our stage of company, we've built something that's quite interesting and unique. Like, I've only heard of other companies like Klaviyo maybe experiencing similar inbound to what we have, or like PandaDoc early days. So I'm not actually surprised. Sales led makes sense to me. It's like, you got a source pipe. How are you going to do that and have predictability? Like, that makes a lot of sense.
That's awesome. I would love to get your view on like one of them, partnership led, right? You placed a lot of pennies on partnership. Tell me a little bit more about like, what's your thought process there?
Yeah, so with partnerships, I think it depends on your business and then ultimately the types of partners, right? Because there's different buckets that can ultimately exist. In our world, we're serving brands who care about performance marketing and scaling their revenue through performance marketing. So what that means for us is when we think about our partners, it's not really tech partners who we look at. We're actually looking at the agencies who either manage the creative or manage the ads themselves, so the paid advertising themselves. So because those relationships are so strong that we have, and we educate their teams so effectively, it's really about like evangelizing motion within those agency orgs and then having them introduce us to brands where it makes sense. So I think about partnerships through the lens of, we have a really great setup of the way that it is like with an agency partner program, more or less.
So they're almost like a force multiplier, right? They are bringing their customer base to you in the top of the funnel.
Perfect way to put it. That's the perfect way to put it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Ivan, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. This was very, very interesting. Hopefully you had the fun, you know, placing your bets here. We are going to talk to 100 plus leaders that are in charge of impacting the pipeline, and we'll share the results of 2024 with you so you can see how your bets play out. But thank you so much, Ivan. I really enjoyed hosting you on the show and looking forward to staying in touch.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.